What are you now? You're mature.
Mature? I'm not mature, I'm just derelict. Look inside, I'm the same as I ever was.
What you're about to hear is a conversation with and brand new music from Pete Townsend. 1993 is a landmark year for Pete Townsend with the release of a new album, Psycho Derelict. In the tradition of Tommy and Quadrophenia, Psycho Derelict is more than just a batch of songs. It is, in fact, a play combining actors, dialogue, and music. The central figure is Ray High, a rock star who's been around for more than just a couple of years. And Pete, since we have the honor of having you here to discuss this new project, tell us first off, is Psycho Derelict autobiographical?
Well, obviously, every writer, every individual that creates has to draw on their own experiences. And when I set out to write songs, I do that, you know, I shoot from the hip. I don't actually write for any particular voice, except that I'm always writing for, the first commission that I ever had, you know, the Shepherd's Bush Who fan who was so delighted when I wrote Can't Explain and My Generation and Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere, and came up and said, listen, that's what we need, that's what we want to say, that's what we want to say to the establishment and to the world. And I've been fairly faithful to that all the way along. So I tend to write songs for where those people are at today. You know, they're older, they're my age, they're married, divorced, some of them are dead, some of them have families, some of them don't, some of them have kids, some of them, you know, some of them have made money, some of them are poverty stricken. And so I'm still writing for them and for their relationships and you know, about their lives. But the play here is actually addressing things which I've learned, which I bring my experience to. So I thought, you know, listening through to the songs, I thought that maybe what I should do is I should give my personal take on it. So to that extent, it's autobiographical. But to the extent that I always write for that Shepherd's Bush kid, if this is sort of chapter 26 in his continuing story, then this is the usual kind of 80-20 breakdown. It's 80% my take on other people's lives.